Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom and Aaron Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yod Amud Bet. Taking a look at the end of Mishnah Gimel, continuing with particular groups or generations that have no chelik l'olam haba in their destinies. Aseret Hashvatim Einan Atidin Lachzor. Now this has nothing, this doesn't speak necessarily to the issue of olam haba, but they will never return to Israel. The northern tribes, not exactly 10 tribes, but the northern tribes that were taken in 722 BCE, or the conquest of Shomron, by Sanherib, the king of Assyria. The Pasuk in Nitzavim is understood, and the entire prophecy is understood to be about the destruction of the north. He has sent them out to another land like this day. What does that mean? Mahayom Holech Venochozer, just like a day is gone and never returns. Rabbi Akiva, for the third time, takes the stern approach. Similarly, these people will go and not return, just like a day does not return. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and Rabbi Eliezer again takes the more generous approach, his Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. Kayoma Zet, it's just like today. Ma yom ma filu meyir, just like the day gets darker, but then the next day it goes dark, and the next day it's light again. Same way, these 10 tribes who are in darkness will ultimately have light again, just like every day has a tomorrow. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Aseret Hashvatim Einan Chelek L'Olam Haba. Now this addresses the issue of Olam Haba. Shenemar Vayitshem Adonai Mi'alei Matam Afechema V'Kesef Gadol. In that same prophecy in Nitzavim, it says, God, this is a prophecy of what will happen when the nations will see God has destroyed his people and sent them away. He has sent them away from their land with great anger. The pasuk used in the Mishnah, the second half of that pasuk, Leolam Habadi V'Rabbi Kiva. Rishimon Yehuda Ish Kfar Akko Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. He quotes Rabbi Shimon, who is the student of Rabbi Kiva. Ima'asehem Kayom Hazeh Nan Chozrin. He has a different take on Yom Hazeh. Not like Rabbi Kiva, who says the day is gone. Not like Rabbi Lezer says the next day is another day. But rather, it has to be like today, sort of like Hayom im Kol Tishmo, Kayom Hazeh Inam Chozrim. Meaning, if they behave like they continue to behave like they did, they don't return. Lav Chozrim, they can do tshuva. Rabbi Omer Ba'im Heim LeOlam Haba. They will come to Olam Haba. Shenemar Ba'Yom Ahu Yitka B'Shofar Gadol Uvau Avdim Me'Eretz Ashur. Those who were taken to Ashur will return. The great prophecy of Yeshayahu. Rabbi Rochana, Rabbi Yochanan, Shvaka, Rabbi Kiva LaChasidute. We already heard this phrase. Rabbi Kiva has abandoned his generous approach. Shemar halacha karata deodavim hada ha'ilat safon of yamarta shuva mishuva Yisrael numadunai lo afil panai bachem lo afil panai bachem ki chasid ani numadunai lo etor leolam. So in Yirmiyahu we have this prophecy that he says, go call to the north, which means the tribes that were taken 100+ years ago, and say, return. I am not going to hold my grudge forever. Now, in other words, Rabbi Kiva could have gone to these psukim that are positive towards the Aseret Hashvatim. Why did he abandon it? So my chasidute, what is his generally generous approach that he abandoned? Tanya kitnei b'nei Rishay Yisrael ein b'ayin l'olam haba. We have a braita that says that little children of Rishayim are not going to come in olam haba. Shenemar kinei hayom ba bo'er katanur v'ayuchol zodim v'chol aser yishakash v'lihato tam hayom haba amarad l'nai tzvot asher lo yazov lam shorosh v'anaf. In this prophecy about Yom Hashem at the end of Malachi, it says the day is coming, it's burning up, it's going to burn everybody up like straw, and there will be left no root or branch. Shorosh b'olam hazeh, manaf l'olam haba. That means also the kids. Rabbi Gamliel, Rekiv omer ba'im le'olam haba. They're going to come to olam haba. Shenemar, shomer p'tayim adonai. God protects fools. I mean, little kids, what can they do? Shekein korim b'charchei hayam le'inuka patya. In fact, in some of the island countries, they call a kid a patya. V'omer, this is actually related to Greek. V'omer, gadu ilana v'chavlohi baram akar shashoi ba'ara shvuku. Cut up the trees, says Daniel in this vision, destroy it, but and uproot its trees, but leave it in the land. So what do I do with the pasuk in Malachi? He's not going to allow them to do, so he's not going to leave them any schar mitzvah, shire mitzvah. And he'll give them all their schar into this world. Davar acher, shoresh zunishama v'anav zehaguf. Aval kitnei b'nei v'sheim oto alam. So in other words, the adults themselves won't have shoresh v'anav. They either won't keep any schar of any mitzvah they did, or they won't have any shemar guf. But their kids, divra kol ein b'ayin l'olam. Sorry. Aval kitnei b'nei v'sheim oto alam. But the children of the rishayim of the world, the non-Jews, divra kol ein b'ayin l'olam. They certainly don't come. to the world to come. Rabbi Akiva certainly has his chassidut here towards these Kadnei Rishayim, so that therefore it's strange that in the three examples we gave about Dor HaMidbar, etc., Rabbi Akiva took the stern approach. Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, I grant you that drasha about Shor HaShvanaf, but I've got another one that he will destroy the Rasha and all of his, any commemoration of him, meaning kids. Itmar Katan, Me'imata Be'olam Ba'olam Ba'. How old does a kid have to be to earn a place in Olam Ba'? How long does he have to live? Chiyab Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chadamar Mishashin Olad, the minute he's born. Chadamar Mishash Sisiper, the minute he talks. Chadamar Mishashin Olad, what's the pasuk? Shinemar Yavov Yagiru Tzitkato Le'am Nolad Ki Asa. The nation that's born, they will come and speak of his greatness, of his kindness. Umanda Mishashin Siper, Dichtiv, Zera Ya'avdenu Yisupar Ladunad Ador. It will be told of Hashem. Imar Avina Mar Mishashin Izra, the minute he's conceived, Dichtiv Zera Yavdenu, same pasuk. Yitzchak Mar Mishashin Imol, the minute he has Brit Milah, Dichtiv Ani Vegovei Aminor and Asati Emecha Afuna. I carry your fear from the minute that I'm young and in pain. So it's Brit Milah. I'm sure Meir Mishash Yomar Amen. The minute he says Amen for the first time, Shinemar Pitchu Sharim V'Yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim, literally the one who keeps the trust. The drasha is the nation that says Amen. My Amen, what does Amen stand for? Rav Chanina El Melech Ne'eman. It stands for El Melech Ne'eman, God is trusted. Going to other issues of Gehenim, Lachen Erchiva Sheol Nafshah Ufara Piha Livli Chok. Therefore, Sheol has opened up its mouth wide. Livli Chok, let's see what that means. Shlakish, the Mishim Shayer Afilu Chok Echad. It was somebody who abandons even one Chok, it's open for. Rabbi Yochanan, similar to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yochanan, here's a series, says, it's not nice to say that. Even if he's learned one law, then he'll be saved. Then in Zechariah it says, two-thirds of the people will be destroyed and one-third will be left. All right, so and the idea is that can't happen if you're going to say that anybody who's abandoned even one chok is gone, you won't have that. Rish Lakish shlishi shel shem. Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan and the previous one said afilamad afil chok echad. Now we have another piece, the pasuk in Zechariah, which Rish Lakish again, like Rabbi Kiva, interprets sternly. Shlishi shel shame, which means one-third of shame's descendants will be left. It's not nice to say that. Ella afilu shlishi shel noach, meaning one-third of Noach's kids will be left. That's far more. We'll do with that pasuk. I'm going to take only one from a city and two per family to save. It's not nice that you say that. Ella echad mi'ir Mezakeh kol ha'ir kula. One person of a city will save the whole city. Oshtar mishpacha mezakeh kol mishpacha kula. Mishpacha being like a shevet. Two from a shevet will save the whole shevet. Hadiv gana kamei d'rav. Yativ kamar t'avarim kechtavan. He quoted like Rish Lakish said. Exactly like it, read it as it says. Rav lo nechal le'na marayu damar luhachi. Again, it's not nice to say that. Ela echad mi'ir mezakeh kol ha'ir. Oshtar mishpacha mezakeh kol mishpacha. So the same dispute took place in Bavel at the same time. Chazid ha'chayif reshe. Salik v'yativ kamei d'rav. Rav saw that Rav Kahana first shampooed his hair, and then he came to learn. Amar lei v'lo timatzei be'eretz ha'chaim. You won't be found be'eretz ha'chaim. Amar lei melech kalaitatli. You're cursing me. Amar lei krakamin. I'm saying a pasuk. Lo timatzei Torah mishem achayatzma aleha. Torah can't be found with somebody who takes it easy and has a nice life. Tanya v'simo omer ne'amar v'lakachti etchem li la'am v'ne'amar v'viti etchem. In the famous pasuk of the fourth and then the fifth promise, I'll take you to me as a nation and bring you to the land. It compares leaving Egypt to come to land. Ma biatam la'aretz, shnai mishishim ribo. This, nobody can really make head or tail of what this means. Very difficult. It says two out of the 600,000 made it. Afit siatan mitzrayim, shnai mishishim ribo. Similarly, when they left Mitzrayim, only two of the 600,000. What does that mean? Does that mean that there were 300,000 times as many Jews that were left in Mitzrayim? Unclear. Will be like Yitzhak Mitzrayim, so the same thing will happen. Okay, Tanya, Amar Lazar Rabbi Yosi. Pamachat nichnasti l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. I came to Alexandria. Matzati zaken echad. I met an old guy. Marli bo'areka ma'asu avotai l'avotach. He was an old Egyptian. He said, come, I'll show you what my ancestors did to yours. Mehem tavu bayam. they drowned some of them. Mehem hargu b'charav, decapitated some. Mehem me'achu b'inyan, some of them, they killed them by having work in the building. Val devar zen enash Moshe Rabbeinu. And it is exactly about this complaint that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for. Shenemar, mi'az batel parol, the Rebbe Shmachai, ra'al amazeh. He came to Hashem and said, since I came to Paro to speak in your name, things have gotten worse. It's a famous, famous midrash. Rashi quotes at the beginning of Vayira. Woe to those, I miss those who were lost, and I can't find any more like that. Meaning, like the Avot. I appeared to the Avot, Be'el Shaddai, not B'Shem Hashem, Lohiru al Midotai. They never questioned. I made him a promise, they accepted it. They never said, what's your name? Give us proof that it's going to happen. I'm giving you the land. He tried to find a place to bury Sarah. He had to expend a tremendous amount to buy this cave. He didn't question me. I'll bless you in this land. When Yitzchak wanted to go to Mitzrayim, his servants simply wanted to find water to eat. They had a fight with the Plishtim for water. And when Yaakov was on his way out of the land, Hashem promised him, I'm giving you this land. He just wanted to set up his tent and couldn't find it. He had to spend 100 sita to buy the land east of Shechem. He never questioned. They never said, what's your name? The first thing you say to me is, what's my name? Now you're saying, now you're saying I haven't saved the people? You'll see what I'm going to do to Pharaoh. What's the drasha? You're going to see this war. You will not see the war against the 31 kings, meaning that already from the get-go there was a prophecy that Moshe would not make it to the land. Okay, this is when Moshe, after Hashem, gave the Yud Gomir Rachamim, and Moshe bowed. Mara Moshe, what is it Moshe saw that made him bow down? He saw God's patience. He saw God's truth. Tanya Kamandamar Erech Apaim Ra'a. We have a bright that supports that. Tanya Kshalam Moshe Lamarom Metzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheshev Chotev Erech Apaim. He saw him writing the words Erech Apaim. God is patient. Marlefan Amro Shalom Erech Apaim LaTzadikim. Are you patient with the Tzadikim? Amalo Afler Shaim. I'm even patient with the Shaim. Amalo Rishaim Yovedu. Moshe said, let the Rishaim be destroyed. Amalo Hashta Chazit Maidem Ibailach. You'll see you're going to need this. Shechatu Yisrael Amarlo Lokacha Martali. Erech Apaim LaTzadikim. So when Hashem wanted to destroy Bnei Yisrael at the Egel, he said to Moshe, didn't you tell me I should only be patient with Tzadikim? Didn't you tell me, God, that you'd be patient with the Rishayim? At the case of the Meragli, Moshe says, now Hashem's power should be strong, as you said. And there's nothing afterwards. As you said, meaning in that conversation. He was going on the steps up the way up to Rabbi Bar Shila's Beit Midrash, or house. He heard a kid saying, Adonai, so the quote from the end of Tzadi Gimel. And then he said right next to it, Tfilah l'Moshe. He went back to Tzadi. So it must be that that parak, Edotecha Numiod, was also said by Moshe. And the Midrash says that all 11 prakim from Tzadi through Kuf were all composed by Moshe. Beautiful Midrash that assigns each one of them to the 11 tribes that he blessed. And the idea, the Orech Yamim, that's what it is that Moshe saw, the Hashem's patience. Amarolaz or Mechanina. Atira Kodesh Baruch Hu, parenthetically, the way to read that pasuk is very critical, is, Edotecha Nemnu Meod, Levitcha Na'av HaKodesh, Adonai, Li Orech Yamim. Hashem, there is vocative. You're calling out to Hashem. To say Hashem le'orech yamim is heresy, and to read it that way, to say Hashem le'orech yamim is heresy because you're saying Hashem is here for a long time. It's not true. Hashem is here forever. Hashem is beyond time. It's very important to read that correctly. I'm Rav Elazar ben Chanina. Ta'itina Kodesh Baruch Hu liot atara b'rosh kol tzadik v'tzadik. God himself will be a crown on the head of every tzadik. Shemar b'yom ahu yadonai tzvot la'teret tzviv li'tzviat tifra lish'ar amo. God will be a crown for the remainder of his nation. What does that mean? My what does that mean? That those who do his will and anticipate his Yeshua. I might think it's for everybody. Therefore, for the remnant. What does that mean? The Mishmei Simat Smokishirayim. Somebody who treats himself like a remnant, meaning he doesn't make himself haughty. V'luruach mishpat liyoshev ala mishpat, and the rest of the pasuk. V'ligvura mishivei milchama shara. What does that mean? Luruach mishpat ze harodet yitzro. That somebody puts down his yetzer. Shev ala mishpat. What does that mean? Adan dina met lamito. Somebody who judges properly. V'ligvura. What's that? Somebody gaber bi yitzro. Somebody who's strong over his yetzer. Mishivei milchama. What's that? Zeshen osem and otem milchamta shel Torah. Somebody who can carry his own weight in the war of Torah in the base matters. Shara elu shemashkim aravin b'batei knesset b'batei midrashot. That's people who get up early and stay late in b'batei knesset b'batei midrashot. Amar midat tefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom. Ma nishtanu elu mielu. He said, how are these different than those? Meaning, why are some of these people fulfill all of these midot of getting up early and mecham tashel Torah, etc., and the rest aren't like that? What's his answer? Meaning that these people, they drink and therefore paku pliliya in puka ela gehinom. Puka is gehinom. Veloti azot lachal fuka. Abigail's words of David. Dayanim, they get judged. Shemar natan biflilim. Okay, we'll now pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Hey and Vav and the beginning of Zion. On Daf Kufir Aleph, which go to the original topic that brought this whole parak together, which is Irani Dachat. And as I said, we will have more of a halachic discussion in the next podcast and slow it down a bit in our penultimate podcast of Masachat Sanhedrin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.